Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
Hello, Honey. This is Andrew Justice with Square One Gutters and Roofing.
Hi, Andrew. Good morning. How can I help you today?
Good morning. I am curious about our Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
You guys had recalled and requested that I load up more pictures. You know, I'd only had a few pictures in there to begin with, but now I haven't got anyone to respond back to my text from yesterday, and I sent another text of large concern a few days prior. But I've loaded up a bunch of pictures, a video or two, and I have no Facebook ads unless something just crazy on my app. It shows zero ads coming up, like nothing, no activity whatsoever. And I've been paying you guys for a good little while now, so I'm starting to get concerned where my investment's going.
Yes, I totally understand where you're coming from. Of course, if you feel like the money that you are actually putting into is not generating leads, that would really worry you. Don't worry. Let's go ahead and review your account together. Let's go ahead and check what's happening on your Facebook ads campaign. So let me just go ahead and check here. Let's see. Okay. Have you had the chance to log into your dashboard?
I'm in it.
Okay, perfect. So let's go ahead and check on, by the way, may I ask how you are accessing your dashboard? Are you using your cell phone or your
cell phone app? Yeah,
cell phone.
The Splash app on my phone.
Okay, Splash app. Okay, so on the Splash app, on the upper right corner, there should be like three lines or three dots. Kindly click that one, and then let's go to ad campaigns, and then let's select Facebook.
All right. Facebook. All right.
Mhm. And then let me know once you're out there, okay?
Oh, I'm there.
Okay, perfect. So let's go ahead and check here. So your call to action, let's see, is form fill. So each time you actually get a lead, they are going to fill up the form.
Right, but I got all zeros. I got all zeros.
No form at all that's being sent?
Well, what I'm seeing here says click zero, amount spent zero, impressions zero, reach zero, messages zero, calls zero, page engagement zero, and then Facebook ad preview at the very bottom. I've got one ad that looks like it might have ran sometime, and it did show one like prior to that, but now it shows zero likes, and then I'm going through all my other pictures, but... Y'all, that wasn't even here yesterday, these pictures. I loaded all those up, but I couldn't even access these pictures the other day. But now that I'm accessing them, I'm just wondering why I don't have any ads being ran and why there's no engagement. Like, what's the purpose of my money?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at right now, and I do see the clicks, impressions. So right now, on your end, it's like zero at all?
Correct.
No data? I see. Okay. Could you kindly take a screenshot of that, and then if you could text it to me, I'm going to go ahead and send it over to our team to check what's happening. It could be some technical issues.
You already did that. Okay.
And that was yesterday, right?
That was yesterday, yep. Let me look and see if I did it again.
Actually,
it was Wednesday. I said, hello, y'all called me to load.
Yeah, I am seeing it now. It is really strange.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. All right, have you tried uninstalling the app and then reinstalling it again?
Of course not. No.
Not yet. Okay. Could you Could you go ahead and kindly do that one while I have you on the phone? And then let's see if it would actually resync.
If I can remember what my login is, I think y'all gave me the login credentials, and I do not have those with me at the time, but I'll try.
If you are actually like accessing this one through your application, once you go ahead and uninstall and reinstall it, it will send a code to your, it will send a text code, and then you just have to enter the code. It will
okay,
no longer
so
ask you for your login.
Delete the app. Do you want me to remove it from my home screen or delete it?
Yes, yes. You can go ahead and uninstall it. And then go to Play Store again. Or if you are using...
app will also delete its data. So do I want to delete or remove it from my home screen? Which one?
Or how about this one? Are you using an Apple or an Android?
Yeah, Apple.
Apple, okay. Can you go to... App Store, and then find Local Splash.
But I haven't deleted anything yet.
It's okay. What we will do is we will
okay.
make an update instead.
Okay. Right. So I'm going to the App Store.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm in the App Store. Local Splash. Is that what you want?
Yes, please. Fine. Yep. Is there an option there that says update?
It says Local Splash Corp, Local Splash Corp, and developers. So I'll just click on Local Splash, and it says, yeah, it just shows the app that I've got already, and it says open. But there's no update anywhere.
No update. Okay. So can you go back to the application on the home screen, and then, yes, go ahead and delete it.
Remove, delete. All right, it's gone. I'm going to go back to the
All
App
right.
Store.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I'm going to download it again. It's downloading. Open. I'd like to send you notifications. Allow. Update. Started. Microphone should place eight calls. Before we get started, you should grant microphone permission to ensure best calling is okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
enable. Access your microphone, allow. Okay, continue. All right, now it's wanting my phone number. Here we go. Send code. Code. 222060. Okay. All right. Yep. I'm back in. And I've got 321 total results, 23 leads, 51 reviews, 298 Google profile, 0 Facebook clicks, listings 5.
Okay, so everything, all the data is back now?
It is, yeah, it is.
Perfect.
But what I'm trying to say very loudly and
mm-hmm.
clearly is one of the main reasons I'm doing business with you guys is for the Facebook
mm-hmm.
ads. It was told to me that, you know, you guys would use your
mm-hmm.
whatever, all your intelligence to target the people in our area that are looking
mm-hmm.
for services that we provide. And that's where the ads would be directed to. But as far as
mm-hmm.
I'm concerned, I don't think any of that's happened because we have a pretty good website. We have a strong reputation.
Mm-hmm.
These ads are not making it to the targeted people. I'm confident of that. So this concern, my investment is not
mm-hmm.
giving me any return.
I definitely understand where you're coming from. Let's see here. So we've got 11, there is actually impressions. We are able to reach people and we've got 183 clicks, which means 183 clicks is actually very high already. That means we are targeting the right people. And target areas, Baxter, let's see, Tennessee.
How do I see that? I thought I could see all that stuff.
Yes, you can actually. If you actually go down, scroll down on going back to the Facebook.
My impressions say zero. So I'm wondering if something happened, a glitch on my end, if something got erased accidentally. Concerning,
it
I don't know.
So on Facebook ads campaign, it is still showing as zero. Still no data that has changed.
Oh, yeah. Facebook ad, zero clicks.
Okay, maybe it's still syncing, because I am looking at now. Let me go ahead and send you a screenshot. It could be it's still syncing because we are like always creating updates on the dashboard and the system to make sure that we actually improve it. So I think it is still syncing because earlier there. The data on the main page didn't show anything. So I would suggest giving it more time, but I can guarantee you if you actually, if you try, go ahead and, going to the web application, you would see that there's data. There's 183 clicks, 11,599 impressions. It reached 3,981 people. So.
Okay.
Yes, it is. There is information, I guarantee you. It is actually working. But
right.
Here's what I will do as well.
Else for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Oh, what I will
I'm
going
to take your word on the Facebook ads. We don't need to suggest that anymore. I think I'm going to give you a chance to, you know, make sure that what you're telling me is going to show up on my end here soon. But let's move on to another topic because I don't have a whole lot of time here. On my Google Business profile, I'm going to just say Google Profile Actions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when I go to Google Profile Actions and I scroll to the bottom of that page, it says monthly keywords, 84, and then it shows the impressions. Gutters, Cookeville, Tennessee, 358. Gutter Cleaning, Cookeville, Tennessee, 90. Gutters, 16. This next line is what's concerning me. It says, A, L, Roofing, Cookeville, and there's 15 impressions. What does that mean, A, L, Roofing, Cookeville? Or A1 Roofing Cookeville. It's just not what I would never put that as a keyword. A1 Roofing Cookeville. That's just kind of weird.
These are actually the keywords that customers are searching. And this is
why would they search A1 Roofing Cookeville?
I am not sure as well, A1 Roofing.
I think
so
that's a typo error somehow. I don't know if you can explain that to me.
It could be. Because this actually, the data here, search keywords, it is the customers that search for this. And this is where your business actually appeared. So
I'm going to send you this text unless you're seeing it. All right. So I sent you a text. So I don't imagine anyone typing in
maybe
A1 Roofing Cookeville. That's weird.
Or this could be AI. Let me see.
Looks like an A1 to me. It is, because you can see an L below it in all good gutters.
Mm-hmm.
Best Choice Roofing, that's the name of a roofing company here in town. Best Gutter Companies near me. Best Remodeler, Cookeville, Tennessee. I just want to make sure my keywords are correct here.
Mm-hmm. So this keyword...
Roofing, Yeah, that's good. Cookville Roofing, I'm looking on. I'm guessing these are what you're saying people are typing in, or are these search words like what's assigned to my keywords?
No. These are the keywords that your customer, that the customers are actually searching, and where your business actually appeared due to relevance. But these are not the keywords that we have assigned for you.
Okay. Well, let me just point out one other thing that just looks suspicious. So you got the first line that says Gutters, Cookeville, Tennessee, 358 impressions. Next line, Gutter Cleaning, Cookeville, Tennessee, 90 impressions. Then you got Gutters, 16 impressions. And then you got that A1 Roofing, Cookeville, and then that's got 15 impressions. And then every other line item all the way to the very end, every one of them says 15 impressions. That is a big coincidence there, that there would be exactly 15 impressions. That can't be correct. Maybe there's just something in your system that's saying there's 15 impressions when there's less than 15. I don't understand that. Are you seeing what I'm talking about?
Yes, I'm actually looking at it now. I'll be honest, I am not very sure as well why it's showing like everything is 15. I can go ahead and ask our team just to confirm with them. Maybe I am not sure as well. Yeah. I don't know what to do.
That's okay. It just seems like it's very misleading. So I would like clarity on it, because it's almost like pretty suspicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and ask my team right away.
Okay.
Let me just message them. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have already messaged them. I'm just waiting for their response. Or is it okay if I go ahead and call you back on that as soon as I get an answer from them?
Yeah, you can call me back. That's fine.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So I will call you back on the for that concern. And then any other questions?
None at the moment. I may have some on a call back, but we'll see.
Okay. Thank you. So I will, no problem. I'm going to go ahead and contact you back as soon as I get an answer on that one, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.